Ashley Harrison held her baby boy in a sling as she stood in line for the rally. She's part owner of two 7-Eleven stores in northern Colorado.
You know, all the support that small business can get is the best because those are the job creators.
She thinks Donald Trump would give her businesses tax breaks if he's elected.
You know, we just really hope that, you know, we can get a conservative in office because that it brings back our freedoms, and that's what America's built on. And, you know, less government is better.
Harrison was one of thousands who turned out to see Trump. A much smaller crowd, though, turned out to protest his visit.
We pay taxes! We pay taxes!
But less than two dozen protesters were out of sight of the main entrance and about 100 yards away and behind a metal fence from those in line. Chris Davis was holding a homemade sign reading "Love Trump's Fear." He's a Lutheran pastor in Loveland. He's not sure if Trump is a Christian, but he says it's important to show that not all Christians are voting for Trump.
I would hope that a person of faith, I would hope that their actions would speak differently, would speak in a more kind way, in a loving way. And the way that we're talking about refugees is very concerning. It seems to be just running completely counter to the gospel message and to who we are as Americans.
Back in line, the music blared over the speakers while some people were selling T-shirts and buttons. Others asked rallygoers to sign up for Trump's campaign effort. The mood overall was pretty laid back. Colorado State University student Connor DeHaar was here with his parents.
I feel like voting, not casting your vote for either Trump or Hillary, is going to be wasting your vote.
He's concerned about the economy he'll be trying to find a job in a couple years. He was also quick to dismiss reports that Trump may not have paid income taxes for most of DeHaar's life.
I think he made smart moves if he used the tax code to get out of owing taxes, in my opinion. So.
And it's a topic that Trump did bring up.
I'm Benta Berkland. Donald Trump covered a broad spectrum of topics during his 50-minute speech, from his economic message to bringing jobs back in the U.S. and how he would change the tax system.
It's something that I've been talking about for a long time. You've heard me talking about it, despite being a very big beneficiary, I must admit.
That's in response to a New York Times report that broke over the weekend about how he may have legally avoided paying taxes. Trump says it was his fiduciary responsibility to his business and family to pay as little in taxes as possible.
I understand the tax laws better than almost anyone.
He also tailored parts of his message to the Northern Colorado audience, saying he will, quote, end Hillary Clinton's war on Colorado energy.
That's a lot of jobs.
And that he strongly backs fracking in the state.
Because we are losing out bigly.
Evie Carey is a first-time voter. The 18-year-old college student at Laramie County Community College says she's happy Trump is not a politician, but she does want him to be more prepared for the next presidential debate and squash criticisms that he's anti-women.
I think most of the things he said against women are against specific women and not against women as a whole. So I don't think they're misogynistic.
Sherry Vianney is a mother who drove up from Castle Rock. She voted twice for President Barack Obama and says Trump's style took some getting used to, but now she likes it and doesn't think his late-night tweets or rants are over the top.
You know, when somebody says something, he pokes back. We're not used to that in the political field, but that tells me that he's going to fight. He's going to fight. So I don't think he can be rolled over easily.
As another supporter put it, political correctness is ruining the country. And he likes how Donald Trump tells people like it is. Another called it an election for the heart and soul of America. I'm Benta Berkland in Loveland.